Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, this Sunday, the Church celebrates the feast of the Holy Family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. First reading will be taken from 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 20 to 22, 24 to 28. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 84. Second reading will be taken from 1 John chapter 3, verses 1 to 2, 21 to 24. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel chapter 2, verses 41 to 52. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is eternally wired to seek His face. St. John invites us in today's second reading to reflect on the love the Father has lavished on us by letting us, through the birth and saving work of our Lord Jesus, to be adopted as children of God. Yes, we are God's children. Thus, the psalmist today says, they are blessed, they are happy, who dwell in the house of the Lord. Why? Because God Himself, through the humanity of His Son, entered the family of Joseph and Mary to renew human nature from the inside. Yes, to renew us from within. Hence, our hearts and souls were reshaped for the observance of the Lord's commands and retuned to long for a place in His dwelling. Yes, we have been retuned to seek His face. That longing is a reminder that we were actually created by the Lord and for Him. Thus, Anna, in today's first reading, offered her son Samuel to the Lord for the whole of his life. In other words, the Lord is the breath of our life. He is our strength and shield. He is our stronghold. Hence, St. John says in today's second reading, God lives in us because we are followers of His commands. If we are not living in God, then we must pause again to reflect on God's love for us. That is, we must set aside a time to meditate on how we lost track of our Lord Jesus, how to return to Him and remain with Him forever. Jeremiah chapter 29 verse 13 says, "You will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart." Joseph and Mary, in today's gospel reading, sought the Lord with their hearts when they lost track of Jesus. They looked for Him until they found Him in the temple. The fact is, my brother, my sister, Emmanuel, God is with us, is not only in the temple, but also in our hearts and in our families. Psalm 34 verse 18 says, "The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit." Anna's spirit in today's first reading was crushed by barrenness, but she ran to the Lord's temple for help, and the Lord revived her drooping spirit. Yes, we must seek the face of the Lord in His temple. We must keep the Sabbath day holy. Therefore, like Anna, Joseph, and Mary, let us seek our Father in His temple, for we are wired for God and belong to the family of the Trinity. Thanks to Jesus who entered our world through the Holy Family of Joseph and Mary, He has re-infused in our hearts the love of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And He calls us to uphold and share that love in our families. He is aware of our issues. He knows our problems because He experienced those problems and He overcame those problems. And He is here with us, ready, ever ready to help us. Let us seek His face, for we are wired to seek His face. And when we find Him, He will answer our prayer. The psalmist says, "The poor man called, and the Lord heard him." The Lord will hear your prayers this day, this week, and may He grant you, grant us, grant our families blessings and healings, His protection, His guidance. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.